Good morning, I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. I have never really been a real fan of wilderness experiences. I tried to avoid them like the plague, but surely you know you can run, but you cannot hide from those desert seasons. Have you ever been acquainted with a wilderness season? They are dry times, limited, low or no resources, desolate periods, feelings of isolation, endless barrenness with no end in sight. I have discovered, however, that you must take advantage of every season that you're in. It is like what Paul says, rich or poor, up or down, I have learned how to be content. I get real close to the content part. Tolerate might be a better word, but I'm working on content. I have learned to learn what I need to learn, where I am, until God changes my location. Have you noticed that in the desert you can see God more clearly? We become more aware of God's mysterious presence. In the solitude of the season, God becomes more real. In the Gospel of Luke, the 4th chapter, Jesus was led into the desert. Yes, he was tempted, but his ministry and mission crystallized, became clearer. He was strengthened. He was conditioned for the encounters ahead. So the desert place, the wilderness place, can be a place of conditioning. Athletes must submit themselves to rigorous training programs to condition themselves mentally and physically to enter the game, the contest, the competition, the battle. Now that we have begun our journey, prayer, study, worship, fasting, these are the spiritual disciplines that condition us and prepare us spiritually for the encounters ahead. Skiers out west prepare, condition themselves. Months they jog, they exercise to get ready for the slopes long before the snow arrives. Mountain climbers, wilderness folks sleep in sleeping bags on the floor, turn off their heats to condition themselves for the climb. Choirs must subject themselves to months, days, nights of rehearsals to condition themselves for the concert. Maybe if you find yourself in a desert or a wilderness experience, be still as the psalmist says and know that he is God. This is your created rest, your relaxed place, your sojourn, your contemplative moment, where you are conditioned and strengthened for the journey ahead. So we have begun our Lenten journey, and we're happy that you have decided to be a part of this mighty move of God. You'll be tempted, surely, on the next days ahead. Mark the days off on a calendar as a visible reminder of the passage of time. In prayer, in fasting, and study, in solitude, enjoy the presence of the Lord. Draw closer to God. Listen for instruction and guidance and wisdom. These disciplines are the conditioning process for the road ahead. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Don't forget to subscribe. It'll come to you every day. And share this with the friends of yours. Don't go on the journey by yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.